This podcast discusses cannabis and is intended for audiences 21 and over.
Women in ancient Egypt used cannabis to help with cramps, and Queen Victoria did the same in the 19th century. Women through the ages have used natural remedies to take control of their bodies. Good enough for them, good enough for me. Welcome to Saturday Strains. I'm your host, April Pride. Each Saturday, as we move through the 12 essential cannabis strains that every woman should have in her stash. If you haven't already, please listen to the three short Saturday Strains Explained episodes to learn more about how cannabis is a lot like another substance we can count on to change our outlook, wine. In each episode, you can expect more weed hacks. And remember, we'll guide you from less intoxicating strains that are nearly all CBD to strains with increasingly higher THC levels. Remember Anaprox, the period cramp med passed around sorority houses and locker rooms? It's time to graduate to Blackberry Kush, the Anaprox of cannabis. While that one pill helps with cramps, this potent strain relaxes raging cramps as well as the anxiety, stress, and insomnia brought on by raging hormones. Pills are child's play. Women deserve flower. Let's dig into five reasons women should try Blackberry Kush. Number one, what does it help with? Pain, stress, anxiety, and sleep. Number two, how high will I get? Blackberry Kush knocks out pain and delivers a knockout high, just enough to ensure you stay horizontal while riding out your pain. This is an intoxicating strain, so expect to feel it. If you buy flower, you may notice its color, the same dark purple as a blackberry. And the Kush name is because this strain derives from the Hindu Kush Mountains in Afghanistan. Kush strains are some of the most popular strains available on the market today, and they typically offer a welcome and warm body buzz with an exceptional dose of euphoria. Number three, how will it make me feel? Blackberry Kush is a staple for pain management because of its strong body high effects and the elevated mood that settles in. The impact is immediate. Pain subsides within the hour. That's because cannabinoids are proven to have analgesic and anti-inflammatory benefits. Plus, women's pelvic regions have the highest concentration of cannabinoid receptors after the brain, which means cannabis can effectively impact and soothe that area. Other effects that are likely include increased hunger, couch lock, and severe dry mouth. Number four, why do women love it? A weed hack about using cannabis for pain relief. When you consume cannabis with the intention of finding pain relief, it will deliver more relief and less of a high. If you're not in pain and consume the same strain, the euphoric effects of the weed will be more potent. Another reminder that cannabis is different for everyone and can be different depending on your body's needs. Blackberry Kush is a favorite to fight period pain, including symptoms related to endometriosis, which affects at least 10% of women worldwide. It's a common yet often undiagnosed condition in which the uterine lining grows outside the uterus, causing extreme pain and often infertility. To learn more, listen to episode 2, Pop for Painful Periods, Pain with Sex, and Endometriosis. Number five, what will it inspire? This strain will take the edge off after strenuous exercise or an invasive outpatient procedure. You may be inspired to take a nice nap, free from pain, or indulge in a favorite meal. For women who suffer from painful periods, knowing that a remedy like Blackberry Kush is out there can be a relief in itself and can save you from the side effect laden options available over the counter. And some parting words. Please reserve judgment if a strain we recommend doesn't work for you. You haven't failed, and neither have we. In fact, having gotten it wrong, you're one step closer to your right high. You didn't quit drinking when a Long Island iced tea as your first bar drink turned out to be a wrong move, right? Send us a DM to @dothepot or to me directly at April Pride, and let us know how this strain worked for you. Thank you for listening to Saturday Strains. Check us out online at dothepot.com. Special thanks to Lo Friesen, founder, CEO, and chief extraction officer of Seattle's beloved cannabis brand, Halo, for vetting our strain selects. We'd also like to thank Jeffrey Raber, PhD, and Colin Montgomery of The Workshop, as well as Nick Jacombs, PhD of Leafly, for schooling us on strains. Thanks to my co-founder, Ellen Scanlon, Maddie Fair, our marketing manager, and our producer, Nick Patry. I'm April Pride, and we'll be back soon with more of How to Do the Pot.